It's Dallas Mont 105.3 here with Femme. Welcome to the Bay. You're on a very dope tour with some people I love, Grandson and Nothing Nowhere. You just played the first show on that one a couple nights back.
Yes, in LA at the Fonda.
How hype is the set when you're getting ready to, when you're opening for like these dudes?
It's so cool, man. Like, Grandson's amazing. He's very talented, and so is Nothing Nowhere. I've been fans of their music for a long time, so I'm just hype. Crowd has been great. I mean, the first show was really good, so yeah. They definitely went off, especially for Dead Yet. Yeah.
Nice. That's one of my favorite tracks that you're on with Gabriel Black.
Gabriel Black, who's on tour with Bear right now, Black Bear.
Oh, yeah.
In Europe, yeah.
Things are happening.
Yeah.
That song's getting around. It was on Euphoria, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's going to be in the set tonight, too.
Nice. This is your first official show in the Bay.
Yes.
Have you spent much time in the Bay Area up until this point?
Not really. Like a few nights here and there just to visit, but... Yeah.
Welcome, and we're stoked to have you. We're going through like this weird power shutdown all around.
I know, I heard.
So that's an odd thing, but a word of advice, Lana Del Rey called it San Fran last week. She was in Berkeley when she said that, but San Francisco or SF.
Okay.
Those are the right things to say.
Okay.
But she also lost her vape pen on stage in Portland last week and paused the show.
Oh, that's really interesting.
It was...
Shout out Lana, dude.
It's like, she doesn't change when she's on stage.
No.
Like, yeah, you got to have that vape pen.
Yeah.
But, and stoked to have you here in the Bay, and you just dropped an EP.
Yes.
Vacuum Head. And something that people listening to that EP, if they just found it on Spotify or came from Dead Yet or, you know, Machine Gun Kelly, some of your other collabs, was you have a history of being jazz drummer.
I grew up playing drums, lots of jazz, and decided that it wasn't going to be the sole path. So then I just started writing and making music on my own. And Femme was born not that long ago, and it's been crazy so far.
Were you like super nervous to like be the person stepping out in front now?
Yeah. It is very nerve-wracking, especially because a lot of my content was a promise to myself to be as transparent as possible. So it was a little scary in the beginning, but I think the fans took to it really well immediately, and so it encouraged me to just be as real as possible.
Yeah.
And that's kind of been where I'm heading.
Were you like reading comments when you were first dropping music?
Yeah. Luckily, the first song I dropped was a collab with G-Eazy, actually, called Just Friends. It was one of his songs. So immediately, his fans were very sweet to me and supportive. But yeah, it's nerve-wracking to read comments. But I reply to most of them. And I'm just real with that, too.
Yeah.
So give it to me. I will answer and have a conversation about whatever questions or comments, feedback they want to give me.
Hey, that's a good way to go about it.
Yeah.
One thing I'm curious about is there's a seems to be a theme of bunny rabbits.
Yes.
Do you have a bunny?
I had a bunny growing up that was almost like a dog. His personality was so different, and he was just a little bit more advanced than your normal rabbit. And he was my best friend, and I just felt really connected to him. And I actually have dreams about him a lot. So when I wrote Grim Reaper, the song that Tracy's on, I had woken up that day before the session in tears. And I had literally had a dream about my rabbit dying in my arms. And it was like my fault, and there was no one there to like help. And I had to just like watch him die. It was so dark. But I went to the studio, wrote a dope song about it, and then little Tracy loved it and jumped on it. So it worked out. But yeah, lots of rabbits in my life lately. And I think rabbits are very symbolic of a lot of things. I forget exactly what it is, but I know I've Googled it a few times. I just feel good when I think about rabbits.
Good. I'm a hamster owner.
Mm.
So one day, I'd consider them like little dogs, but...
Hamsters are cute.
Mm-hmm. I got Jethro in Tokyo, so...
Nice.
Yeah.
Those are like badass names for...
I know. They gotta be.
Yeah, my rabbit's name was Cotton.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Very, very good
name. R.I.P. Cotton. Thank you for the inspiration.
Yeah. So,
it's been wonderful having you here today. I'm stoked for like the future and whatever's coming.
Thank you.
I was told some things that are on the way, perhaps a cover song.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Lots more music on the way. Vacuum Head was a bunch of songs that were written at different times. So mm-hmm. now I've been really grinding and writing songs in this period of time in my life. So it'll feel good to get them out.
Is there possibly like a debut album on the way, or just like singles, EP?
Another EP, and then a cover or two mm-hmm. that I'm excited about. But yeah, another project.
Okay. Mm-hmm. 2020 is getting close. The mm-hmm. Roaring 20 is on the way.
Yeah, I got a song also coming out in November that MGK is on.
Okay, so, okay.
Called Sorry Mama. Look out for that one.
Lots of new Fem stuff on the way. Good luck on the rest of this West Coast run with Grandson and Nothing Nowhere.
Thank you.
Thank you for dropping by.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.